Greetings, friends, and welcome back to another program of the ABCs of the Bible. Today I have a very sobering question for you. Why is it that women are oppressed all over the world, whether it be America, Asia, or Antarctica? Women are oppressed all over the world. Why is that? Well, I'm here to tell you on the authority of the Bible that the reason why is because of sin. It was not intended to be that way because our loving God created us as men and women to be in loving relationship with one another. But because of sin, we have perverted the relationship and turned it into one of rulership, where men are harshly ruling over women. And so today I want you to remember this phrase, that sin sucks health out of the mind. Sin sucks health out of the mind, and that leaves us with distress. We have very, very stressful situations in so many cases throughout the world when it comes to men relating to women. Let's go back to the beginning to see the root cause of this problem. We'll turn over to Genesis, the second chapter, and we'll start reading in verses 19 through 20. This is Genesis, the second chapter, and then verses 19 through 20. Now I want you to notice something first, that Adam is going to name the animals. That's the first thing he does. And by virtue of the fact that he named these animals, it shows his great intelligence. And it also indicates something here that's not very explicit, but it indicates that Adam actually knew the characteristics of these animals, and that's why he named them what he did. So he's very intelligent. He could think of a lot of names, but he also looked at their character, their nature, and named them accordingly. And so watch this. Out of the ground, Yahweh God formed every animal of the field and every fowl of the air, and he brought them to Adam to see what Adam would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So God could have done this, but God entrusted this to Adam, because we are, after all, made in God's image. And if God is intelligent, and we're made in God's image, then we are intelligent. And so he entrusted Adam with this responsibility. And Adam, with his intelligence, was able to look at their character, look at their nature, look at their tendencies, and he was able to name them. Let's go on. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every animal of the field. But there was not found a suitable helper for Adam. You notice that point? There was not found a suitable helper for Adam. So Adam knew, in looking at these animals, that something was not right when it came to him relating to these animals. He knew that there was something missing. Again, this is the intimation here that he understood their characteristics, and he understood that their characteristics were not the same as his, as a uniquely human being. Now let's notice the next thing that happens. After Adam named the animals, then Adam names Eve. But there's a huge, huge difference. So I don't mean to belittle Eve by saying first Adam named the animals and then came along the highest of the animal species, Eve. No, no, no. That's ridiculous. Human beings, whether they are men or women, are created in God's image, and we are not animals. You have the insect kingdom. You have the plant kingdom. You have the animal kingdom. Then there is the human kingdom. We are distinct. We are not descendants of animals. We have not evolved out of animals. We were uniquely and divinely created, and we were created in God's image, not in the image of some monkey or some ape. We were created in God's image. So I'm not making any statement that is pejorative when I say that Adam named the animals, then he names Eve, because there's a huge difference between when Adam named the animals and when he named Eve. And let's see what that difference is. Now this is going to be in verses 22 through 23 of Genesis, the second chapter. And Yahweh God made the rib which he had taken from the man, into a woman. So God divinely fashions this woman, and notice that he took the woman out of the man. So the woman is a part of the man. And he brought her to the man, just like God brought all of the animals to Adam, he brought Eve to Adam. And Adam said, now notice this, Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man." Now I can't even begin to describe his excitement after seeing these hundreds, perhaps thousands of different animal kind, and knowing that none of them met his kind. But when he sees the woman kind, he knew immediately and jumped with joy. He was ecstatic. And he said, "Now, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. This is what I've been waiting for. All of these animals, step aside. This is my woman." And he called her woman because she was taken out of the man. So he had a great, great affinity for this woman. He had a great appreciation and valued her highly. So how is it that we went from this state of a man highly valuing a woman, cherishing a woman, lifting her up on the pedestal where she belongs? How do we go from that point to where we see abuse today? Abuses that are so horrible that some of them are unspeakable. I'm not going to go into detail, but you know that every day there are men that abuse women, whether it be physically by beating them, and some beat women to death, or it could be that they abuse them sexually, and it could be starting from fathers raping their own daughters. It could be husbands raping their own wives. It could be date rape, or it could be just some stranger molesting a person, raping a woman. All of these things are horrible, whether it's physical abuse or sexual abuse. And that's not to speak of the mental abuse that so many women suffer, where they're made to look ugly, where they're made to feel like they're second-class citizens, even less than second-class citizens, that they're made to be like the dust of the earth, just to be trampled upon. How do we get to that point? That was never intended to be the way from our almighty and loving God. And that was not the way it was when Adam was created. And he saw woman. He saw his kind. That was not the way it was. What is it that happened? What happened was sin. After Eve took of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was the forbidden fruit, then she gave it to Adam, and Adam also ate of that fruit. Now that is symbolic of both Adam and Eve deciding for themselves, and this is where the problem is. They decided for themselves what was good and what was evil. They no longer relied on God's divine intervention to give them instructions. They no longer relied on divine inspiration and revelation to give them that instruction and that guidance. They instead turned to their own ways. And in fact, they really turned to Satan the devil. Satan the devil is the one that enticed Eve to sin. And then Adam followed along in Eve's sin. So really, their God became Satan the devil. And that's why Satan the devil is called the God of this world, because it's his world, his system of doing things, his way of thinking, his way of acting, his way of feeling. And it all is predicated upon lust, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's how Satan trips people up over and over and over again. So as a result of this sin, notice the curse that comes upon humankind. And this is found in Genesis the 3rd chapter and in verse 16. Genesis the 3rd chapter and in verse 16 is where we're going to see this. "To the woman he said, 'I will greatly increase your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bear sons and daughters.'" And this is the part here. "And your desire shall be toward your husband." And that's right, and that's proper. But this is the part that went wrong. And he shall rule over you. And this statement, he shall rule over you, that is a statement of rulership rather than relationship. In other words, mankind decided for himself how to treat his woman. And instead of lifting her up on the pedestal where she belongs, he took her off of that pedestal, kicked the pedestal away, let her fall to the ground, and then stomped on her. Because he took to himself to decide what is good and what is evil, and has made so many mistakes along the way. Women are not to be used as sex objects. Women are not to be used as punching bags. Women are not to be used to verbally exalt ourselves by putting them down. And that's what happens so often, is men think that by putting down a woman that they're going to feel like they're some great big macho man. But of course, all they're doing is being foolish. God says that if we hate our wives, if we hate our mothers, if we hate our sisters, then it's just as bad as hating ourselves. Why is that? The answer is because the woman is taken out of us, and then in turn, all men come out of woman. There is no man except for Adam that did not come from a woman. So first we had the woman taken out of the man, but from that point forward, we had the man taken out of the woman. That shows that we should be intertwined. That shows that really we are equal. And God said that he would provide for Adam a help meet for him. And this help meet for him means someone who could help meet his needs. So together they are supposed to build a wonderful world. Instead of competing with one another, they should be cooperating. And so men, every man listening to my voice, if you have abused women in any way, repent of it now. Ask God to forgive you and go to the women whom you have abused and repent in front of them. Acknowledge that you have sinned and ask for forgiveness. And let me give you some advice. Begin to look at women as your equal. In fact, the Bible says that we should esteem others better than ourselves. We should lift our women up, whether it be our wives, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters. We should lift them up as highly prized and valuable parts of us, because that's truly what they are. We should not rule over them. We should have a relationship with them, where we talk with them, where we share who we are, where we allow them to share who they are, and where we work together to a common goal. That's the way God intended it. Again, when you think about especially the woman in your life that should be your wife, you should think of her and say, "Wow, this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." No, this is not an animal. This is an Eve. This is a beautiful woman. This is a part of me. Please value the women in your life.